Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Awaken180weightloss.com.
Have you already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
At some point, you just have to, there's a protective layer that forms around you of saying, if I don't laugh at this stuff, I'm going to be miserable.
That's
so you have to find a way to find some humor in it.
That's like this show.
Exactly.
I'm going to be miserable if I take him seriously. That's why I love to listen to What's His Name? On the Fan.
Yeah.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
Bah! Bah!
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Happy Friday, Football Friday. We are out at Hollywood Casino inside the ESPN Bet Casino, or a sports book, whatever the hell it's called. Stop on by and see us. Hello, Boner.
Hello, man.
Oh, we got a big program today. Buckeyes getting ready for Penn State. We get you ready. Also, other big games tomorrow. Saturday Showcase coming up at 3:34. NFL PX in the 4 o'clock hour. And it's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
If they want to play for the NFL picks, they have to text the burner phone, 614-787-3093.
That's right. People know the drill by now, don't they?
Well, I'm just making sure people
text the burner if you want to do. You know what? Just text the burner for anything.
Send us whatever you want.
You took a healthy one, text the burner.
No, I don't need to see that. That's fine. You can send anything else you want to, but.
You woke up next to somebody hot this morning, take a picture, text the burner.
Hmm. Is that what happens when you roll over and there's a mirror next to you? Is that what you're saying?
You know
you're
it, buddy.
That's just looking at yourself,
great. Jackets hosting Winnipeg tonight. Voronkov making his season debut. Elvis is back in the net. They're playing the Jets. The Jets are 9-1, man.
Yeah. That Jets. Sorry. For a second, I blanked and thought you were talking about the team that won in Thursday Night Football.
No,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I also called you man, which confuses people because I'm
your man and
man.
I'm going. Yeah, the reality is this Jackets team is a great story, and tonight, if they beat this Winnipeg team, they go from being a pretty cool story to being, things are for real. Like, we need, I mean.
I'm concerned because Data from Star Trek The Next Generation has just sat down over here. Halloween was yesterday.
It's all right. He's dressed up today. We're here today.
I just wasn't ready for it. That's all.
I know.
I wasn't ready for costumed idiots today, but we got it.
He's not a costumed idiot. He's a costumed listener of our show.
That makes him an idiot, doesn't it? We're the king of the idiots. We're the Pied Piper of the idiots.
That's right.
What was I saying? Winnipeg, good.
Yeah, they're very good. We'll see what the Jackets can do tonight, but I'm happy to see this team fights and plays hard every single night out so far this year, and I don't expect that to change tonight.
All right, last night, football Jets. Beat the Texans. Sort of a gross game. I enjoy the Jet fans booing. I'm tired of watching the Jets,
air quotes,
save their season and play on these national network games. I hate them. I'm done with it. Yes, they won. Congratulations. CJ was icky last night. That was just a gross game to watch. Did you watch the Jets last night and say, wow, they're back. They saved their season. No, they still suck.
They're 3-6, and Garrett Wilson is making circus catches out there to help you save your season. I mean, he's on the team, so that counts. I'm not saying that as if, that doesn't even matter because he's not going to do that every week. But I don't think you can count on him to literally every week make ridiculous play after ridiculous play. He's awesome, but that team has major flaws. And Aaron Rodgers, I am not a believer that he's this tremendous quarterback.
Well, he was.
Not anymore.
He's not anymore. He's a Hall of Famer. He'll be there. He's weird. I don't like him, but that doesn't take away his accomplishments. But at this stage in his career, he is a Jag. He's just a guy.
Yeah. And it's because he has a guy like Garrett Wilson that can make some tremendous plays for him. Although, I will say on that catch, I was confused because we just had last week, who was it that had 2 feet down, but it was the same
foot, it didn't count?
Yeah. Right? And then in this one, he gets 1 foot down, and then knee hits out of bounds, and I'm like, the other foot did go down, but I'm like, but he's out of bounds.
But the shin counted.
I'm learning all about
shin, how the shin supersedes, elbow supersedes,
right,
knee supersedes.
But tapping your foot 2, 3, 4, it doesn't matter how many times you tap
your
foot. But
if the shin hits before the knee, then that supersedes knee.
I also feel like I don't understand how leg anatomy works because I don't know how your shin hits before your knee. In that, but whatever, they called it. It was a great catch.
I don't know, man. I think honestly,
they probably just looked at it and said, close enough, and we want this to stand so we can actually have like a good highlight that we don't show and then say, but it didn't count. At least this counted. So they let it stand, and it should have, and I'm happy about that.
All right, Buckeyes getting ready for Penn State tomorrow. Noon kick, live coverage, 6:30 in the a.m. right here on The Fan. You know my rule. If there's live pregame coverage on, it's acceptable to have an adult soda pop. You know what? It's acceptable to have one now, too. What is it, 306?
Well, I was going to say, my rule is if we're on the air or if there's a potential that we could be on the air because we just spring into action, it's okay to have an adult beverage.
The one thing that I don't enjoy about the remotes here at Hollywood Casino,
the only thing
I don't enjoy is that normally you and I on a Friday would be back in the studio having a nice pop as we do the show. But now, you know, there's people who can see us. So we have no plausible deniability.
Well, I mean, that's true. We do have people. Now, we have that on YouTube, right? The YouTubers can watch us, but they can't see when we leave.
Are we on YouTube today?
Yeah. It's right there. Hi.
Oh, I didn't see it.
See the camera? It's right here.
I see it now.
Yeah, they were there. I'm just saying, when we're in the studio, you don't see us drinking, but that's because we go back in our office.
Yeah.
And then that's where the booze is.
Yeah. Or they're in the solo cup. It's not smell-o-vision. If I had it in the solo cup here, you'd walk past and smell it.
Yeah. But here, if we then, that's when the bosses will be like, "Hey, we saw you drinking beer on the air." We'll be like, "Ah, yeah, you did, because you saw it, because we're here, and they're here." So
before we talk about, you know, who's going to win the game, how they're going to win the game, and of course, if we say it, it must be true. I was reading today how the Penn State people are all butthurt.
Why?
Wrong phrase for Penn State people, but
why are they mad?
They were all upset because this is a noon game. And not a night game.
Oh.
And so they can't their whiteout. First of all, I don't know why you can't wear white at noon.
Yeah, you could white out anybody you want to.
All right.
You wear white then.
Sure, wear your white then. Go to your Klan meeting later. You'll have a ton of time to do it all. But they're upset at Fox that they've made this a noon game. So what their plan is, because Fox Big Nooner is going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Their pregame show, Urban and Mark Ingram and Brady Quinn and all them. And then they're going to have game day. And they're going to be close to each other. I saw the little setup. They're going to be like in the same sort of little quad area. And so the Penn State students are trying to organize a boycott of the Fox pregame show so that they look like fools. They have an empty lawn and no one's there. And then everybody's at game day.
See, at first I didn't understand this. And then you said students, and now I get it. Because I understand completely why college students hate noon games. Because you're a college student. You're like, I was planning on not waking up until noon. So that's fine. That means you got to get up earlier to do all this stuff. I understand. If you're like not a college student, I don't understand why you prefer a night game over the noon game.
Well, take that out of the equation.
I'm just saying.
I just find it interesting that the Penn State people are going to send a message by shunning the television entity that directly pays their school tens of millions of dollars every single year.
Hey, they're not paying them. They don't care.
That's fine, but then you're going over to ESPN, who goes out of their way to minimize the accomplishments of every single Big Ten team because they have a deal with the SEC.
100%. That's a very valid point. I also think that how many people they have at their pregame show, while I'm sure the network executives all would really like that, all they care about is how many people watch these games. And that is the I've heard Bo Bishop, who, you know, we had him on yesterday. We talked to Bo. We love Bo. He's a great dude.
Well,
but
I disagree
with Bo on something fundamental when it comes to college football, which is I don't think the average fan gives two craps about how many other people watch these games. You know what I mean? Like, I watch them when they're on. I will watch them if they're on at 4 a.m., because it's my team. You know what I mean? And now I'm not going to go watch necessarily Georgia play in Tennessee at 4 a.m. But if it's on at noon, if it's at 3:30, or if it's at 7, 8 o'clock, if my team's not directly up against it, I'm watching college football on Saturdays. I'm in from 12 to 4 to midnight. I'm there. Like, I'm watching these games. So I don't think the big noon thing is – it's a big talking point. But functionally, does anybody go, like, screw it, I'm not watching? No. Like, many college football fans tomorrow are going to say, I wish this was a night game because I have stuff going on in the day, or I'd like to go do something. I'd like to go to the grocery store, whatever. But they're going to move their schedule around and watch this game.
What is it, an eight-hour game?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And the game's over by 3:30. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I'm just saying, people talk about this as if, like, the weekend is – and I'm as a parent of three kids, I get it. You're running around. There's always stuff to do. But how many times have you been able to adjust your schedule or figure it out, watch the game? I don't think it's that big of a deal.
These television ratings, to your point, are not suffering.
No, Fox is doing great.
Fox is in the eyeball business. If they thought they'd get bigger eyeballs putting this game on at 8 o'clock, they would do it. What are they trying to protect? They have nothing going on. Now, tonight or tomorrow night would have been a little bit different because they had to keep the schedule clear just in case the World Series was still on.
Yeah.
Which is the reason why they don't have any night game tomorrow.
And by the way, for Ohio State fans, this works out great because the fact that tomorrow's not a night game, if you're mad as an Ohio State fan that tomorrow's not a night game, this is a huge advantage for Ohio State to
absolutely
not have to go there
absolutely
on the road at 8 o'clock with them. Because apparently Penn Staters are scared of the sunlight. I don't know. But they can't be as...
You can't get as crazy unless it's dark out.
They can't be as scary, I guess. If it's daylight, they don't know how to yell.
It's harder to throw bags of urine.
Right.
If the sun is shining.
The plausible deniability is harder because they can actually say, oh, yeah, that's Jeff. He's the one who did that.
Look. The night, not night, that's the least of your problems. All right, we're focusing on the wrong thing if you're a Penn State fan. What you should be focusing on, and that's something that we focus on with Ryan Day, too, much to the chagrin of some people, is can your head coach actually win a big game? All right, I asked the question to Adam Rittenberg yesterday. Who is this game more important for, Ryan Day or James Franklin? Even with all that's at stake for Ryan Day and this Buckeye team, knowing, of course, they've already lost the game, he said this is so important for James Franklin because it's not just, you know, a little bit of chatter that he can't win the big game. Everybody's saying that he can't win the big game. And here's another one. In your house, can you take care of Ohio State? I don't think he can.
Yeah, but you know what, James Franklin, this game from the Penn State-Ohio State point, you know who it's bigger for the teams. It's bigger for Ohio State.
Yes,
if they lose this game, your national championship hopes are pretty much functionally over. Your Big Ten championship hopes are definitely over. You have two Big Ten losses at that point. Meanwhile, Penn State could theoretically lose this game, and still, if they win out, which I'm not saying they will, but if they did, they would still be in the Big Ten championship game, presumably. They would still be able to go to the college football playoffs. It'd be a much tougher road for the Buckeyes. So James Franklin, in a way, because Ryan Day knows that if he loses this one, that narrative about him not winning the big game still is there. But now his team's also not going to fight for a Big Ten championship. So I think the pressure's more on Ryan Day, clearly, for a variety of reasons, including the fact that Ohio State could be out of this one if they don't win this game. They're out of the Big Ten championship race.
How is this going to go down tomorrow, and what is the nightmare situation that could unfold in addition to the Buckeyes losing this game? We'll talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You can expect a delay due to an accident if you're on southbound 315 between 670 and West Broad Street. And there's a 10-minute delay due to another accident that if you're on Olentangy River Road between Manning Parkway and Jewett Road. And there's a 5-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. We are live at Hollywood Casino in the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Stop on by and see us. So Buckeyes playing Penn State tomorrow. Noon kick, live coverage, 6:30 right here on the Fan. I think Buckeyes pulled this out. I heard Rothman and Ice talking about this. They stole my score. 24-21. Okay. I think Buckeyes win the game. Drew Aller will play. They haven't announced that, but I'm going to tell you, he's going to play. He will be limited from a mobility standpoint. He's not a guy who's going to beat you with his legs normally, but that will affect him in the pocket. I know the Buckeyes don't like to do a ton of this, but it's time to evolve, people. It's time to take advantage of the shortcomings of the quarterback that you're going to face. I hope, and I think they will, blitz the living hell out of him.
Well, I would hope so, too. And, you know, I was thinking about the Buckeye coaching staff and how one of the big concerns has been on the defensive side of the football, Larry Johnson, right? You know, his ability to coach up this defensive line. Doesn't it seem like every other year when they go out there, a defensive lineman has a huge game? We've seen JT Tuimoloau do it. We've seen Joey Bosa do it. We've seen a lot of guys have big games in this one on the defensive line. And I wonder if any of that ever has to do with the fact there's a little extra motivation given this is where Larry Johnson coached for many years at Penn State. You have been hearing nothing but doubt about this defensive line for OSU and people questioning why they can't get home more often, that kind of stuff. This is the time to change that narrative, right? I wonder if that is a little extra intangible to this game.
No, you brought up that JT performance, right? It shouldn't take – like, that was a miracle performance.
Yes.
Like, that was insane.
Oh, yeah, and you should never expect that.
You can't go into tomorrow thinking someone's going to do that.
Of course not. What I am thinking, though, is it would be nice if this defensive line had one of those games where we go, all right, they're back.
Yeah.
Like, this would be the type of motivation maybe that they – I mean, they shouldn't need any extra motivation, right? But these are college athletes. It's pros. It's almost like pro sports in a way now. But these are athletes that you know the intangibles matter, and you know that they're going to be fired up to do something for Larry Johnson, I would think, and to prove – to the nation that they are as good as advertised. If you do have Bo Pribula, who's their backup, in this game, that obviously is another reason why you should be blitzing. No matter who's back there, you need to have the young quarterback obviously feeling like he doesn't know what's coming. And if Drew Aller's back there limited, it just makes sense. You have to be able to do that. And I just think Penn State's offense is not like the home run hitting offense that Ohio State has. Ohio State certainly has its flaws at times with this offense. We saw them last week against Nebraska, but they don't have the big play guys as much as Ohio State does. So to me, that's something that allows you to get after the quarterback a little bit more and to send a few more guys, because if that quarterback can't process it, can't get the ball out of his hands, he's not usually going to have someone who's just going to then go to the house.
You're right, and you know what? It goes for Will Howard, too. He needs to be smart.
Yep.
With the football. Don't press anything. Live for the next possession. You know, we can't live with turnovers in this game tomorrow. I don't think we can. So you have to play a clean football game. You got to be better than 1-for-10 on third down. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing with you that there's no, if that happens, you lose. Like, if you're 1-for-10 on third down, you probably lose this game.
The offensive line has to show up and create running lanes. Ryan Day talks all the time about balance. This game, more than ever, you need balance. If anything, because your running backs are really good.
Yeah.
It's not like, we got to get them going. It's like, no, you do have to get them going because they're really good, and they can break it open at any time.
Yeah, and Penn State's defensive line is tremendous. I mean, you are going to have a tough day at the office. This offensive line is going to struggle. I do think that's where this game is won. I know it's a cliche thing to say, you know, win the battle of the trenches, but if Ohio State's defensive line gets home against Penn State, I think Ohio State is probably going to win that game. But if Penn State is doing similar or worse damage to what Nebraska was doing last weekend against this Buckeye offensive line, yeah, I don't think you come out of here with a W. I mean, it to me is that simple. The X factor here is, like I said, you have guys like Jeremiah Smith. You have those two running backs. You have so much talent on this OSU offense that even if everything is, you know, you have less than 3 seconds to get the ball out of your hands as a quarterback, then you've got a better shot if you do get the ball out that the guy you get it to is going to go take it to the house. And that's what I think gives Ohio State the better chance in this game. if everything else is equal, you've got more home run hitters, and I'm going to hope that that's what it is that
also
makes a difference.
Let's stop talking about 2002. I'm so sick and tired of it.
Oh,
we got to compare every single victory or close game to two. You remember what they did in 2002? Yeah, all right, fine. First of all, if they go out and win by one, I don't. This is one of those games against Penn State. I don't care. Just win the game.
Right.
You need to go on the road and win the game. Trust me, I will not be bitching and moaning. How come you didn't win by 24?
Oh, yeah.
Right? I just go out and win by one. But the difference is that that 2002 team won all their games.
Right.
We seem to forget that
comparison
part.
Ends when you've lost at Oregon that team.
You already have a loss. Yes, they're good. Yes, it was a road game. Yes, it was close, but you lost the game. There's not a lot of margin for error anymore.
Well, I feel like the people who want to bring up that stuff, it's just a cop-out, right? Doesn't it feel like that where, oh, well, Urban Meyer's team lost to Virginia Tech, and then what'd they do? And it's like, yeah, okay, let's talk about that. The guy coaching that team, did he have any prior success as a national champion? Had he shown anywhere else in college football as a head coach at multiple stops that he could take a team that was eh and turn them into greatness? Yes, he did it at three other places, right? Bowling Green, Utah, Florida. And then he won national championships at Florida. He had been a head coach many places before Ohio State. So if you want to compare them to the Urban Meyer coach team, let's compare Urban and Ryan Day, who's never coached anywhere but as a head coach at Ohio State. So I don't think that favors well for Ryan Day. It's almost like you have to look at what you're seeing in front of you with the actual context of the world we live in and what's happening today, which is this college football playoff. Yeah, 12 teams means you've got infinite chances to screw up and still have your hopes alive. But
all right.
But there's.
Are you giving yourself the best chance to succeed?
Right.
That's the question.
You can't compare it to 2002 and 2014 because it's a different world.
Well, we snuck in. Now we get to go on the road in the first round. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I don't.
You got to win the game.
This tomorrow, it's no doubt. This is a must-win game for Ohio State. Not that the season officially ends, but the fact that if you want to be in still a driver's seat to get to the Big Ten championship, that goes away if you lose tomorrow. It goes away that you have a lock on a college football playoff spot if you lose tomorrow. So, yeah, this is to me as close to as you're going to get in a regular season of a must-win game.
Well, the nightmare scenario, too, is that, you know, Michigan beats Oregon, right? Because we're looking at that Michigan game now, and it's like, well, we got that game because, you know, they lost so many guys from last year, and they can't throw the ball, and they're coming to our house, and Ryan Day's extra motivated, all that gobbledygook that we talk about. But if they go out and they beat Oregon tomorrow, which is not totally unheard of, I don't think. What's the spread? 14,
15? Or so, yeah.
You know, look, I can see maybe a little bit of a, you know, Oregon's reading the press clippings and they know that Michigan's down and they go in there and underestimate the situation and Michigan beats them. I can see that happening. And then what happens if Ohio State loses and Michigan gets a victory against Oregon?
The weird part of that would be that actually benefits Ohio State if both teams – if Oregon and Ohio State lost.
On paper, it does.
It benefits Ohio State
from a psyche standpoint.
You're exactly 100% right. We come in Monday, and the world will be on fire. Our little sports world will be on fire if that happens of just, oh, no, the team we lost to Michigan. Everything is upside down.
We get you ready for the big games tomorrow. Saturday Showcase coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit some slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. And we've got a couple minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. With Progressive Insurance, you can make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance. Visit Progressive.com. That's Progressive.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We are out at Hollywood Casino, inside the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Stop on by and see us right now. Time for Saturday Showcase.
Common Man and T-Bone present Saturday Showcase.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement, the Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222 today.
All right, Bone, here's a game we were talking about. Number one, Oregon at unranked Michigan. 3:30 tomorrow on CBS.
Yeah, Oregon is 14.5-point favorite, last check. And there's a lot to be said here about Oregon going on the road. This is a tough road test for them. They really haven't played a team that's, air quotes, as good as Michigan on the road. They just haven't had a lot of road games. But this is all true, and that's fair to bring up. Michigan, however, remains dead last. Dead last among Power Four teams. They are 130th in the NCAA in passing offense. That seems like a problem.
And that is with showing improvement last week.
Yes, that's still bad. And quarterback the last few weeks prior to last week, Jack Tuttle had to leave a game, I believe. Retired. Due to his injuries.
Medical
retirement. So now they're back to Davis Warren. They could be going to back to Orgy. That could be a thing, too. Davis Warren, by the way, a walk-on. Meanwhile, Oregon at quarterback, they have Dylan Gabriel, everybody knows. Heisman, you know, option there. He is four career touchdowns away from passing Case Keenum for the NCAA's all-time record for touchdowns with 177. So he's four away from that. Could get it in the big house this weekend. We'll see. He's never thrown for four touchdowns this year. History is also at stake for Michigan. The last time they beat a number one team in the country was all the way back in 1984 against number one Miami. Take a stab at who the quarterback was back then, Mike, for Miami, or for Michigan, rather, in 1984. He's a head coach in the NFL now, and he annoys the crap out of us. That's right, Jim Harbaugh. So if Oregon loses to this Michigan team, that would very much surprise me. But, hey, college football, we've had some surprising results. I guess it's possible.
It's the world's biggest cocktail party, but don't call it that. Florida against number two Georgia, 3:30 on ABC.
Gators, you know, had a rough start to the season. But they've had a nice little resurgence here. 48-20 winners over Kentucky 2 weeks ago. Freshman quarterback DJ Lagway came in after Graham/Ethel Mertz got hurt and was done for the year and can't play. DJ Lagway comes in. He's been able to run and throw and does both kind of effectively. Freshman who's kind of turned their season around. After that bye week now, they're feeling frisky. They're thinking maybe this Georgia game could be a little more in play. Georgia's a 14.5-point favorite, too, in this one. And it's not on the road. It's a neutral site. But Carson Beck has been a little iffy. Their Georgia quarterback, 8 interceptions over his past 4 games, 2 more than he threw all of last year. They have twice finished with under 300 yards of total offense in this season, while the last 2 years, they never finished any game lower than 300 yards of total offense. They've done it twice this year. So that is a bad sign for them. But I would still think Georgia wins this game, although maybe closer than we expect.
Could it be a danger game for number 13, Indiana? Yes, they're still undefeated at Michigan State, 3:30 tomorrow on Peacock.
Yep, Indiana 8-point favorites here. Curtis Rourke was out last week, didn't matter. Indiana relied heavily on their running game. Justice Ellison, who came over from Wake Forest. Go figure, Indiana, transfer guy, doing good things for them. They have a lot of transfers, but it's working. 29 carries, 123 yards last year, and a touchdown. That allowed them to kind of dial things back for Taven Jackson, who played but not as quarterback but didn't have to throw it around much. Now if Curtis Rourke is back, and I mean he's going to play, how effective he can be with having surgery on his hand 2 weeks ago, we will find out. But yeah, it's a road test for Indiana. They also haven't had a ton of huge road tests, but I think it's going to be this next stretch they have after this game. You have Michigan, you have at Ohio State, and then close it out against Purdue. Maybe this is the start of that tough stretch, or maybe this is the last game before Indiana really gets the test they're looking for. I still think Indiana gets this one done, and I think they probably cover the 8 points.
Another potential upset game, number 10, Texas A&M at South Carolina, 7:30 tomorrow night, ABC.
The South Carolina Gamecocks are 4-3. They have not won a home game in the SEC this year, and yet the spread on this game is 3.5 in favor of Texas A&M, but again, it's within a touchdown for a team that really hasn't, you would think, Carolina not been that good. They lost, though, to LSU by a field goal in mid-September, nearly upset Alabama a week or a month later. They just blew out Oklahoma. Their defense.
Everybody blows out Oklahoma.
Okay, but their defense, Mike, how do a lot of teams get 9 sacks in a game? That's what the Gamecocks just did to Oklahoma. So they held them to under 300 yards. This could be a little bit of a test for this Texas A&M offense. I do feel like Texas A&M, though they are obviously a very good team, very improved, it seems like Vegas and everybody else has understood this is going to be a challenge for them on the road. I think that environment at night is going to be difficult in Columbia. So I'm going to say South Carolina makes this interesting and keeps it close.
Number 18, Pitt, they are still undefeated. At number 20, SMU, 8 o'clock tomorrow night on the ACC Network. Good luck trying to find it.
That's right. Pitt off to a 7-0 start. First one since 1982 for them. They have a 3-0 mark in the ACC. They beat Syracuse last Thursday night. You may remember our guy, former guy, Kyle McCord.
That was a rough all-time first half.
Right. Speaking of defenses that had a day, right? I mean, five interceptions, three of them went back to the house. So Pat Narduzzi's, you know, defense there definitely riled up and playing well. They were runners-up in the ACC in 2018. They won it outright in 2021. They are one of four teams with an undefeated conference record. And they've got this game, which SMU is a conference opponent, right? But this is something that I don't think SMU, as talented as they are, they have a lot of guys there who can make you pay, and they are going to be tough to deal with. SMU's favorite on the road in this game, but I just don't see Pitt losing this one. They have Eli Holstein. He had an undisclosed injury, their quarterback, and Pat Narduzzi said they expect him to play. Didn't return, though, in that win over Syracuse, where they obviously didn't need him. He didn't come back in the game after suffering an injury. That is leading to some of the question marks about what this offense will look like. But if he's healthy, if you haven't watched him play, 1,800 yards this year, 17 touchdowns, only 5 picks. He's having a hell of a season. I think that's the big wild card in this one is if he plays, Pitt probably has a much better chance of winning this game.
All right, I'll tell you where you can go watch football for very little money. But before I do that, it's weird tomorrow because the latest kick time tomorrow is 8 o'clock.
Oh, there's no late West Coast game.
There's no 10. There's no 10:30. I can't remember the last time that I had a football Saturday where the latest game was 8 o'clock.
You're saying even among the, like...
Yes, there's nothing.
The grossest teams.
There's
and the,
nothing.
There's no one kicking
the
off.
The latest kick
The whack
is,
hasn't been revived and is having a kick at 11?
No, the latest kick time is Colorado State at Nevada, 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network.
Okay.
That is the latest kick tomorrow.
Amazing.
Anyway, if you want to... You're listening all over the country. We got listeners all over the place. Here's some cheap ticket options for you. You want to go to Mississippi State, see them play UMass? $2. Mississippi State, by the way, always on this list.
Why is it? If it's under $5, don't even charge.
I know.
Say, you know what? Come on.
Open the doors.
Free admission.
Arizona at UCF, $6. North Carolina at Florida State, $5. Do you know that we live in a world where Florida State's 1-7?
Oh, I am very aware.
I want you to think about that for a second.
That is one of the craziest stats of this college football season.
I know as a program they have not maintained the heights that we have at Ohio State. But still, that is a program that has, air quotes, recently won championships.
Yeah.
Right? They are. They consider themselves to be a blue blood college football program. Can you ever envision a scenario where an Ohio State team goes 1-7?
No. Like
no.
I mean, in the Luke Fickell year, it was 6-6, and we all were like, "This is the grossest thing I've ever watched."
Absolutely, and the team was in turmoil, and it was 6-6.
Right, I can't understand how you go 1-7 with the amount of. Like backing that school has, the amount of players that they should be able to get, it's unfathomable.
One, and by the way, cheapest ticket for Ohio State, Penn State on the secondary markets, $174.
Oh,
at Beaver Stadium.
That sounds about right.
$174. But if you are a Buckeye fan and you're going, you know, just words of the wise, if you wear your Buckeye stuff, you may get a bag of piss thrown at you. It's happened to me.
It's sad that we have to say that, but yes.
It's real, homies. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we continue to talk about the scenarios tomorrow, how this Buckeye game is going to go. Plus, we had football last night that we can discuss and how that sort of... Actually, you know what? I'm done with that. Screw the Jets.
Good. Screw them.
I'm done with that.
Find something else
we
to
do
talk
have
about.
A do-or-die situation on Sunday we can chat about. That's next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns Backers.
You can expect some slowdown due to an accident if you're traveling on Little Turtle Way at 161. And we have a 5-minute delay if you're on southbound 71 on the north side between North Broadway and 11th Avenue. And an accident is causing a couple-minute delay on southbound 315 from 670 to West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Football Friday, we are live at Hollywood Casino inside the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Stop on by and see us. It's also Tool of the Week Friday. You can tweet us at manandbone971. Text us, 614-787-3093. I'm the worst gambler of all time.
Oh, God, sorry. Why are you the worst gambler?
What's the matter
with you? I'm sorry, I'm just looking at a story I was going to tell you about later, and they got pictures of gross stuff.
All right, well,
what is the internet doing to me?
Why
does this happen? I didn't mean
if
to cut you off.
It's important enough to interrupt me. I was going to tell you about my parlay that I got going tomorrow.
Tell me about the parlay. I want to hear about it. And then
I'll
tell
you
about
this. Because I'm the worst gambler of all time.
All right, so I'm going to actually write this down so I can fade it completely.
So I've decided that with my parlays, the best thing to do is to take games that I think are like rock hard.
rock solid.
The upset's never going to happen.
Uh-huh.
But if I parlay enough of those together, I'll get decent odds.
Okay.
So here's my parlay for tomorrow. This is all money line.
Yeah.
Nebraska over UCLA.
Okay.
Nebraska's at home. Georgia over Florida.
Okay.
That's neutral site in Jacksonville. Clemson at home against Louisville.
Yep.
Tennessee at home against Kentucky.
All right.
So I parlayed all those games. I got plus 114 odds.
For that giant parlay, that's all you got? For four games?
Well, because Georgia's minus 750 on the money line. Tennessee's minus 1,000 on the money line. So you put them together. Those are all rock hard games, though.
Rock hard. This is a rock hard parlay.
You don't like that?
Common man's rock hard parlay. No, I don't like it because you're right. None of these should happen, but let's say Georgia, something crazy
happens.
Well,
then I'm screwed.
Yes, but not for oh, man, I bet $5 and I win $2,000.
No,
these
are rock hard games.
I got to bet $500 to make $600. That's no
rock
good.
Rock Hudson would love these games. Yeah. All right, here's what else I have going on.
All right.
I don't know why I've decided to do all this weekend.
Good.
Well, I'm going to lose all my money.
That's right. Go ahead.
Here's what else I have.
What else you have?
I have the Vikings 5-point favorites at home against the Colts.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
What makes me nervous, though, is it's Flacco my Cracko.
Oh, that's right. You know what?
Anthony Richardson dead.
Now that you say that, I said I like it. Then I realized I've already done my NFL picks for this week, and
Did you pick Flacco my Cracko?
Yeah, I did. I totally did.
But they got to win by more than five, too.
Yeah, so even if he keeps it close but then throws a pick late and they seal it up with a 3-point victory, you lose.
All right, here's my Sunday parlay.
Okay.
And again,
Eight NFL games for minus 200.
No. I got three games.
Okay.
Three games, but they're rock hard.
Rock hard locks of the week.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Bengals at home against the Raiders.
Okay. Yeah, they should. I mean,
they have to.
Yes, they have to. Yes.
They know they have to. If they don't, they're done. They could be done anyway.
Right.
Bills at home against the Dolphins.
Well, again. You have to. That's I don't care what Tua's doing. You should win that game.
Eagles at home against the Jags.
Yeah.
That's my three-game rock hard parlay. I got plus 124 odds on that.
Yeah, see, now I'm guilty of – I can't laugh at you because I'm guilty of doing the parlay where it's like, I will do three. Let's say there's four of them. Three of them will be like what you just had, where it's like pretty solid, pretty solid, pretty solid. And then I will be like, hey, you know what? Let me throw in Kevin Durant to get over under 60 points.
No, see, I'm like, trying to be as conservative as possible.
I get a whole big thing, and I'm like, yeah, if I get this right, I will win $800. And it's like, yeah, no, that's never going to happen.
Now, something that I lost money on last week, and I was pissed off at you, and I was pissed off at myself.
I was pissed off at you because I think you caused this, but go ahead.
Was the Columbus Crew, who lost at home game one of their playoff series against the Red Bulls. They have game two Sunday. What is it, like 4:30?
Yeah.
It's the kick time for this. It's you have to win the game. If you don't win the game, you're done.
Over.
You're eliminated. You're the 2 seed in the East, and you're out playing golf already. So what do I do? Do I put money on this game? Do I not put money on this game?
Well, it depends on where you're at. For me, I will be paying for a win, which is I will be putting my money on the Red Bulls, just money line, and I have to find it. You have to be careful when you bet soccer because they will give you money line, like they will give you Crew win, tie, or Red Bulls.
But only in regulation
for 90 minutes,
time.
Right. Yeah. But if the Crew then were to, let's say you picked the Crew to win in that, but it was tied after 90 and they win in the penalty kicks, well, you don't win
paid.
Your bet. Right. Yeah. So you have to bet just the straight up. There's only got to be two options. But yeah, I'm going to be betting on the Red Bulls to win because if I will pay lots of money for the Crew to win this game and then obviously have a chance to advance in the next one,
but
and I don't do that again.
But this is a little reverse psychology. You don't think the Red Bulls are
no,
going to
I don't.
Win.
I don't want them to.
I know you don't want them to. I'm asking what you think. Are you rock hard about it? Is it a T-bone rock hard pick?
I'm very nervous about this game because of the fact that I just saw it happen. The Red Bulls played them tough 2 times in a row and beat them once. Here is what I believe: Red Bulls are not going to do this again. They are not that good. I don't think they are as good as they showed in the last week. I think the Crew are better. And they are mad now, and they will come out with Diego Rossi, and they will play like
is Diego playing?
Yes, that is. He is right. Back and should be good to go for this one. So I am expecting the Crew to win this game on the road, and then they know they come back to a loaded fortress that will be ready for them the following weekend. They close this series out. That's my hope. But I will be betting the other way just so that if the worst thing happens, I at least get some cash out of the deal.
Teddy bets more than the two of us. Are you there, Teddy? I haven't even talk to you all day.
I am here. I was just putting in my one unit on that rock hard college football play.
Did you? What did you think of my parlays?
One
Are
unit,
you poo-pooing my parlays?
No, I like that the first one, the college football one. The NFL, it's just so crazy, but I think you're onto something with the college football pick.
Ted,
it's rock hard.
Do you usually have large units or small units when you bet? How big is a unit for you? Are we talking like
$10?
Dollar amount? I'm just saying. Okay, so that's to you is like a large unit right there. That's an average.
I don't
size
think
unit.
Our new intern Lindsay likes this conversation.
Oh no, okay. No.
Ted's not being
sorry,
honest.
Sorry, Lindsay. I'm
Ted
sorry.
Ted was lying.
Lindsay. Oh, now Timmy's here too.
What do you mean he's
I
lying?
I can't see either of you, and I want to punch you both in the face.
Why well, is he lying?
Well, we can see both of you. Yeah,
because I know that his units are much bigger than that when he plays bets.
Timmy,
I know it.
I thought that you would pipe in here at some point. Glad you did. Don't let Ted be humble there. He's got the ability to have a larger union. I understand that.
Timmy, you getting ready for your big half-hour show tonight?
Thanks for thinking so highly of me, man.
You need any help? I'm just wondering. You need any, we got Downtown Dad here. Maybe he can co-host with you.
Dad can jump in if you need him to.
I really don't know how I'm going to get through the shift.
Well, shift. I got nervous there for a second. Oof. Hey, how will the Big Ten deal with chaos? We're going to discuss coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a couple minutes lowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to 33. And we've got about a 5 minute delay if you need to travel southbound 71 on the north side between Cook Road and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And
no Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Teddy. Is Timmy still in there?
Yeah, he's right here.
What do you punch him right in the sack?
What do you want? You doing, Tim?
For saying Jick instead of Magic?
Come on! The Orlando Magic.
Everybody knows them as the Jick.
Nobody knows them as the Jick.
You're the only one.
They all know him as that.
No one.
Who's they?
Them, they. Come on. You know.
Them, they. Okay, fine. What do you...
Don't.
Never mind.
Timmy, there's no such thing as the Jick, and you need to go to H.
I'm going to go home and do some shopping on the Zon.
Yeah, oh, God. Does that one, too. You do call Captain D's... No, I'm wrong. You call Wendy's the D's, don't you? Is that right?
Yeah, that's D's. Sometimes.
You're going to D's. God, sometimes.
Depending on which location I like to go to.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, my God. All right. Get out of my face. Yeah, I'm going to murder you when I see you next.
That was for you.
Murder you and submerge you in a lay.
A fire. Stop it.
That's a bad one, bro. Didn't work.
Yo, they're all bad, Timmy. That's the point.
It is Tool of the Week Friday. Please vote for Tim.
I have an additional tool. What? It caused me to almost throw up in the last
second. All right. It wasn't too distracting, too. I'm trying to talk. And, oh, my God.
All right.
It's always good when your co-host has dry heaves for
no reason. Right. So I'm looking at this story. I was going to bring it up later in the show, but I'll bring it up now. This is a story that I know you will love, Mike, because this is exactly what you think. This is what you love about people. They do things that make you happy. A man by the name of Cole Tashman, 28 years old. Surfing with friends at Bathtub Beach in Stuart, Florida.
Bathtub Beach
in Stuart, Florida.
Sounds like a great place.
State's East Coast. It was last Friday afternoon. There was a shark that swam up and bit him on the foot. Okay. Pretty severe shark bite. He survived.
It wasn't a great white, actually, right?
No. I forget what type of shark. They had it in here. Some kind of like reef shark, that type of thing.
Who cares?
But it came out. It bit him. He had to get 93 stitches. A dozen staples, 4 days in the hospital. He's already had one surgery. They said he might have to get another surgery.
Well, that's what you get.
Well,
that's what you get for setting foot in a natural body of water.
Okay.
I will never get bitten by a shark because I will never go, and I'll never have one of those amoebas swim up my pee holes either.
What?
Remember, they have those little fish that swim up.
They're not amoebas.
Whatever they are.
What are you talking about?
Those little tiny things.
In the Amazon.
Barb. Yes, barb fish.
There are fish in the Amazon that are very tiny, and they can swim up that part of
urethra.
Your body. And then they have barbs, so if you try to pull them out, they
That's
stick
never
in you.
Going to happen to me.
Okay.
Because I will never be in those places.
Okay. Well, this guy is a surfer, so obviously you can't surf in a pool. So that's, if you like surfing, this is kind of the only way to do it.
Surfing.
Okay.
Florida surfing, you hillbilly.
Okay. Well,
where he lives. I at least understand the California surfing. They have huge waves out there. They're huge.
You understand? I can't understand the California's like, hey, man, what's up? Ah, dude, riding the wave. I can't do that. I can't hear. Right. Anyway, Cole, 28 years old, bit by shark. This is not the main part of the story. The main part of the story is this is the second time Cole, 28 years old, has been bitten by a shark at Bathtub Beach in Stuart, Florida. It happened 11 years ago when he was a high schooler, and he ended up getting bit on the hand. Bit on the hand, and he went and got surgery then, and they fixed that issue. Now, 11 years later, still surfing, got bit again. He actually said, here's a quote.
I'm Team Shark.
Same beach, same exact rock, same place, same reef, same everything. He was in the same spot where he got bit 11 years ago. And the reason I was almost dry heaving was because I'm reading this story, I'm scrolling through it, and they're just like, here's a picture of his mangled foot. And I'm like, ugh. Like, why are you putting that on a news site? News4Jax.com?
News4Jax.
News4Jax.
That sounds dirty.
It's Jacksonville. It's their news station.
News4Jax.
News for jerks, more like it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bunch of idiots.
Your Emerald Coast home of the Jick.
the Jick or on the Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's your rock hard pick on the Jick.
Don't turn off the Jacks. You want to not, like Mr. Miyagi would say, Jacks on, not the other way around.
The Queen was talking about her friend, Madame Jacques Mihoff, the other
sure,
day.
Sure, I remember her. Yes. I remember her.
Yeah.
Very good.
I introduced the kids at the bus stop to some of the nicknames.
Oh, did you?
Or not nicknames, the fake names like Ben Dover.
Okay, right.
They thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Phil McCracken.
Yes.
They thought that was funny.
Right.
I decided not to do the Jacques Mihoff.
Did you do Amanda Hug and Kiss?
I did do Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Yeah, that's
I did
a good
that
one.
One. What else did I do? What am I missing?
I don't know. I think those are. I think you covered most of the bases there. Man. There's got to be other ones that we were doing that we forgot.
All right, chaos in the Big Ten. It could happen. I'm reading this story on CBSSports.com. If there's tiebreakers for first, what happens? Okay. When it comes to Big Ten championship games. One chaos scenario involves Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, and Indiana, each concluding the regular season with one conference loss and records of 11-1. That could happen.
Okay.
If it does, that would cause Oregon would have to lose one game in November. Ohio State would have to win out with victories over both Indiana and Penn State, and Indiana and Penn State winning the rest of their games not against Ohio State. So in the case of that happens, the first tiebreaker would be head-to-head record among the tied teams. So as a result, Oregon would take on Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship since they would have the following records in head-to-head play. Oregon, 1-0 win over Ohio State. Ohio State, 2-1 wins over Indiana, Penn State, and a loss to Oregon. Okay. Penn State, 0-1 loss to Ohio State. Indiana, 0-1 loss to Ohio State. So in case of that chaos, where they're all 11-1, they all have one conference loss, Ohio State would still play Oregon in the Big Ten championship game.
Okay.
If there's a three-way... you know what? Why did I even do this?
I don't know.
Go back to talking about the mangled foot.
Was it ever going to get more interesting than that?
No. And you know what? That's what I realized. See? If this was me from 15 years ago, I would have kept you guys going for another 7 minutes on that.
I agree.
All right? But now, like when I'm watching a bad movie, I turn that thing right off.
You give up a little too quick on
nope.
the movies, you
want
I gotta
me to keep,
say.
Want me to keep going?
No, I'm saying you give up too quickly on the movies.
If there's a three-way tie for second.
Oh, good. Let's do it.
That means Oregon wins out, Ohio State wins out, beating Penn State and Indiana. Penn State and Indiana each win the rest of their games, aside from when they play Ohio State. I'm tired. Let's talk about more rock hard picks.
Can I talk to you about the fans last night at the MetLife Stadium chanting "Sell the team"?
Yes.
Obviously, before their team,
they did win the game.
Won the game, but
yes.
Before that, obviously, they were very upset with the way the Jets' season has gone.
And they should still be because they're 3-6 and they still suck.
Yeah, they're bad. What do we have to do as fans to get a little more power when it comes to this type of thing? Because obviously, you saw what happened with Save the Crew. You saw that whole thing. But, like, these Jets fans are frustrated. Woody Johnson, I think, is an idiot as an owner. And he's even not probably in the top half of idiots that own pro sports teams, right? You go down to, I mean, Ted's guy, Jerry Jones. What do you do there, right? I think that's one of the most hopeless situations you can be in when you have an owner of a team that you're just like, we're done with this guy. There's no way they're going to ever make it better. I mean, maybe you could argue teams like the Browns are in that position. I don't know. But I just don't know what you're supposed to do other than
it's different for every situation. Like in Ted's situation with Jerry Jones, I mean, he's how old is he, Teddy? He's in his 80s.
Bingo.
How old is Jerry Jones?
What'd you say?
I said, how old is Jerry Jones?
Oh.
82.
82.
Maybe.
All right. All right, thank you. We have the Jick of the internet. You can just type it into the Googs.
Yeah, in the Googs.
I nailed
the Googs.
It. He's 82.
On the net.
He's 82.
Oh, the
All
net
right.
works.
It's Here's fine. What I think Teddy should do. I think Teddy should hire a lovely young lady.
Okay.
Who works in the world's oldest profession.
Okay.
To seduce
oh.
Jerry Jones.
Okay.
It wouldn't be hard.
Well, we
right?
know that. And then it would also not be difficult. Right?
Well, there are pills for that.
I'm aware. I've heard. I got you,
and
buddy.
So what you do then
Rock
is,
hard picks. Let's
right.
go.
And then she seduces Jerry Jones and just wears him out.
Oh.
You know, because that ticker probably can't take a lot of
exertion.
Well, you know, and Jerry Jones, he is like, salute, here for duty, let's go. Like, he's not going to tap out. Right?
No,
He's going to go all the way to the Hamptons.
So I think that's what Teddy needs to do.
Okay.
In the case of Woody Johnson, I don't know what you do.
I don't know. Well, I mean, he does have a friend who's running for office. If that guy wins, maybe he'll give him another position as, like, ambassador.
Could be.
But he didn't sell the team last time he was, you know, running when that happened. He was the U.S. ambassador to somewhere? Europe? Somewhere in Europe.
Fish is sucking on wings right in front of me.
This is so seductive
slash
horrifying.
It's sensual wing eating with fish.
Yeah. Fish. No. Not when you try. Fish then tried to make a head move that made it. No. You just being you is the seductive part. It's not anything you're doing on purpose. Just keep being you, buddy. That's all you need to do.
Mike Tyson has his priorities straight. I'll tell you about him coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is moving slowly on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And you're going to run into a slowdown due to an accident if you're on 5th Avenue at Denison Avenue. And we also have a couple-minute delay on southbound 315 from King Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The only thing harder than common man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Football Friday live at Hollywood Casino inside the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Stop on by and see us. It's also Tool of the Week Friday. Tweet us at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093.
Mike, are you aware of Heidi Klum's Halloween costumes?
No.
Okay. Are you, well...
Why does she need a costume?
I don't know.
As a hot woman. I'm Heidi Klum.
Every year, she has apparently, for the last few years, done this, where they get more and more elaborate. Obviously, she's got, you know, access to Hollywood-level costume designers and, you know, makeup artists and stuff like that.
She doesn't go to Spirit Halloween when it pops up in the old Pier 1?
No, she doesn't, oddly enough. This year, she went out with husband Tom Kaulitz, who whatever.
What happened to Seal?
Oh, they're no longer. Please keep
Jen likes it when I do Seal.
Yeah. I'm going to show you a picture of her Halloween costume. This year they went as E.T.
Oh, that's a shame.
Do you see her face?
No.
Look under E.T.'s face and you will see the creepiest part of this costume.
Oh, that's terrifying.
She has eye holes cut in the neck.
That's terrifying.
Of E.T. So you see like the giant E.T. head and you're like, well, there's E.T.'s eyes. And then underneath you see someone else and you're like, I'm looking at you.
You know, when you're a kid, you don't realize how much E.T. looks like a scrotum. Right?
That's very true.
I mean, look at him.
It's very true. She, I want to say, this is in line with her because she previously dressed as an earthworm. Have you seen that costume?
Torg and the Earthworms?
No. I think I have to find that picture now to show you as well. Because she ended up, like, here you go. This is, tell me that also looks.
Oh, that's a penis. Bone. That's not an earthworm.
I think she's getting, like.
Look at this, Jen.
She clearly took some, like.
Look at that.
That's Heidi Klum in an earthworm costume, and I feel
that's
dirty.
So gross.
I feel
right?
disgusted.
Yes. It looks like she's got bacon on her face.
Something.
Hey, man,
it looks
I don't
like
judge.
Something. Mike, let me ask you a question.
Terrifying.
You've always found Heidi Klum to be very attractive.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You Google Heidi Klum blue jackets, you'll see why.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. No, there's no one's attached. No one's hurt. There's no anything like that. It's just you're all single and living free. And she shows up and says, shows up to your room and is like, hello, I'm here. The night is young. Let's hang out. You and me all night long. Whatever's on the table. But she's wearing either the earthworm costume.
No, that defeats the purpose.
Or the E.T. costume.
No, that defeats you have to pick, the purpose.
You have to pick one.
Oh, I have to pick one. Well, then I'm doing E.T.
No.
I may get E.D. doing E.T. Then I call my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. That's free.
I mean,
they didn't pay for that.
The costume does have, E.T. I don't know if the finger actually lights up, but you could have, it's a full-on E.T.
Does she say Elliot to me?
Yes, I think so. That's right. That's
Elliot.
All. She's method. She's fully in character for the entire thing. Yeah.
Kiss from a rose.
Seal will also be watching, but he will not participate. He will just be checking it out.
It's the loneliness that's a killer.
That's right.
What did I tease? Oh, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's got a big fight coming up with Jake Paul, YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
Bone's very excited about it.
Oh, thrilled.
I'm very excited about it. There's a documentary on Netflix about Mike Tyson getting ready for this fight. Here's a quote from Mike Tyson about this fight with Jake Paul. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's the quote.
Yeah.
This is really big for me. If I win, I will be immortal.
What?
If I do it bad, I don't want to die in a hospital bed. I want to die in the ring.
What?
Are you fighting like Ivan Drago from the movie? You are fighting Jake. This will make you immortal? You crazy F?
Like, I fully acknowledge he could lose this fight just because Jake Paul is much younger than him and obviously has some muscle and has trained in boxing now, like maybe when he first started, but he's fighting a guy who is, how old is Tyson? Like 58, 60?
58, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Like I'm saying, youth is a great equalizer, isn't it? I mean, there's lots of terrible basketball players that right now could take Michael Jordan. Doesn't mean they're better than him. There's no shame in that. But if losing is one thing, but this idea that like if you win, you're immortal.
If you beat Jake Paul,
you're not immortal.
You're immortal. He also wants to clarify to people that he's not a nice guy.
Oh.
That's okay. I haven't forgotten. I know some of you have.
Did he say this?
Yes. I know some of you have forgotten because you sort of treat him like a big cartoon character. He's a convicted rapist.
He went to jail
bit another grown man's ear off.
Yes, after all that had happened and he had his, I'm back now, my rehab tour, I'm back in. And yeah, I don't.
Anyway, November 15th is the new fight day.
I don't share any enthusiasm in watching these two fight. I don't like either of them, obviously. I'm annoyed by Jake Paul, but I don't like Mike Tyson.
Just 16 days away, Bone. I know.
Great.
I'm ready.
I'm not.
I already bought it.
Watching. Good for you.
I bought it. I don't know where I bought it, but I bought it.
I'm not buying it. Is it on? Where is? Is it on Netflix? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, they got a big Netflix banner behind them in the pictures.
Yes, I think it's on Netflix.
Great. Yeah. Can we maybe just admit that boxing clearly isn't where it once was? If the biggest fights of the year all involve washed up boxers and celebrities trying
this isn't the biggest fight of the year, but that's why boxing fans will yell at you and say,
know.
No, there's actual real stuff out there, but the media only covers freak shows like this.
I'm just saying, I wonder which one gets the most, how many people are going to tune in and watch this. There'll probably be a lot of people who would never watch a boxing match would say, oh, Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul, I'll flip it on, or they'll buy it or whatever, because they just want to see that freak show. They're not because they're actually interested
in the
sport.
Just streaming on Netflix.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I bet you there will be people doing that.
Reports say that Juan Soto with the Yankees is looking for $700 million in free agency.
Good luck.
He says that he will be respectful and listen to all teams, which I get a kick out of that because now I picture all teams calling, right? And it's like Chris Antonetti's on the phone.
Hey, how you doing, Juan? Big fan here. We think you're doing terrific with the Guardians. We have on the books for you a $700 million contract. And then Juan perks up because he wasn't expecting this.
Yes.
Yes. The term is 900 years, $700 million. We will continue to pay out your mummy upon your death.
Right. Your children's 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 children will still all be getting big paychecks.
But, I mean, look, he said he's going to listen to all teams. Well, the reality is, like, three teams are going to be in the running for Juan Soto because that's all who can afford him.
Yeah, I mean, that's also a message, right, to the Yankees, essentially, isn't it? Saying, like, yeah, I mean, no one's getting any type of, you know, leeway on this or edge. It's whoever has the best deal. I also would like it if the Oakland A's were, like, suddenly in on this, just because it would be comical for me to see John Fisher, let's say...
Pick him up in a rickshaw from the Sacramento airport?
Yeah, right. Like, he calls him up and he's like, I actually could get the $700 million. I talked to all my rich friends and my mom and dad said it's okay and we're going to do this and I'm going to spend the $700 million. And he's like, cool. Where are you guys playing again? He's like, well, half the games are going to be in Major League ballparks. All around the country. We're going to tour around all
eventually,
these away games.
Vegas.
Eventually Vegas, but right now, the next couple of years, we're going to be playing in a minor league park that holds 10,000 people. How do you feel about
that? That's all right. That money still spends.
Yeah, but I don't think if the money's there for multiple teams. The A's are, by the way, John Fisher, all the A's fans are screaming at the radio, those who are listening. He'll never do that in a million years. I just think it would be hilarious if he actually came into some more money and said, I want to go get Juan Soto. And then he goes, oh, that's right. I play in a crappy ballpark that no one wants to go to.
You know who's going
to
sign Juan Soto?
Who's that?
Inter Miami.
MLS will let him do it.
Yes, just for sure. He goes out there and waves at people.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't matter if he can play. They want that. They just want the star power.
Fatboy Foutier!
Man, I'm sorry to everybody who heard that. There's probably some poor old woman at the slot machine who just keeled over and died.
Yeah.
That is coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone. Stop sucking on that bone, fish. Are we off the air now?
No, we're still here.
Oh, I heard the little for traffic.
Yeah,
I just look over at Fish. He just put the whole bone in his mouth.
Just sucking on a bone.
He put the whole bone in his. He cleaned that off.
Also,
there's some collagen and tendons on that.
That's not
meat.
You can eat it. It's still edible.
Yeah, but that's not going to digest properly.
It's all covered in sauce, Mike.
Right.
Who cares?
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got an accident that's on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Hamilton Road. It's causing a 10-minute delay in stop-and-go traffic from 33. And there's a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy.
Yeah.
This ain't one of them.
No, it's not.
No.
It's no.
Not.
No.
It is Tool of the Week Friday. We're out and about at Hollywood Casino at the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Stop on by and see us. Tweet us your tools at manandbone971. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Speaking of the burner phone, Teddy, have you picked our three participants for NFL picks?
Yes, I have.
Would you like to tell us?
You want to know right now? Are. Okay.
But segment.
Just the names, Ted.
Okay, I am picking for Neil.
Neil, Sika, got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
T-Bone's picking.
He's not eligible.
T-Bone's picking for Chris.
Yeah, my guy, Chris. Let's go.
And
Chris Henry Jr.
The Common Man is picking for Common Man's Pizzeria. You can find him on
allowed?
Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
what do you mean, is it allowed?
How do you know that I don't run that account?
Well, he tweeted a photo, and it wasn't you.
There you go. Good call, Ted. That actually is very sound logic, and I have no further questions. Yeah, I'm good on this.
Why would he lie about that? Right?
Why would he lie?
Teddy, I would like you to introduce Fatboy Food Tips, please.
Okay. All right, everybody. It's time for your favorite segment of the week. It is Fatboy Food Tips!
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, Fat Boy Food Tip. Before we get into a little news, Jen Winters is here. You again had the quesadilla out here at the ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
I sure did. It was wonderful.
Give me your official review of the quesadilla.
It was perfect, as is always the case when we're out here. It's quesadilla Friday.
What kind of cheese do you think they use? Is it a jack?
It's a jack.
A cheddar?
It's more of a jack, because a cheddar isn't as melty as a jack is.
Oh.
So, yes, it was jack.
You like the jack.
I love the jack.
All right.
Who doesn't love the jack?
Quesadillas are, in my mind, one of the best food creations in the history of the world.
I don't disagree with you.
Because you can have them traditionally served with like lots of toppings in them, or you can have them as minimalistic as possible with just cheese and a quesadilla.
See, I just want cheese, and I want whatever the protein is, and then let me put toppings on it.
I had somebody yell at me once because they told me that I was contributing to the problem by eating quesadillas.
What's the problem?
Because it's not real Mexican food. That's just Tex-Mex. I said, well, you know what? I hate Mexican food, then. I love Tex-Mex.
Well, who cares? It's
You're right. Who cares?
It's whatever you like to eat.
Is it good?
Did you cut that person out of your life? Because they don't deserve to be in your life.
That person's no longer living, Jen.
Good. I'm glad.
They're permanently cut out of everyone's lives. That's how that works.
Here's some news for you. According to the signage on a building, this is from 614 Now, at 3260 West Broad, there's a new chicken place opening up called Overdose Hot Chicken.
Oh, okay.
Overdose Hot Chicken. Mm-hmm. The hot chicken spot, which will be halal, plans to serve menu items like their chicken blunt, joint fries, and more.
I see.
So it's...
They open every day at 4:20?
That I don't know.
Is that what's happening? Okay. I get it.
Chicken blunts... Joint
I'm hip
fries.
To the jive.
You're hip to the jive?
I get what they're saying. I get it when they say overdose. I get it.
But here's the thing, man. Like, I think the better marketing term would be stone cold sober chicken.
Because
when you're drunk or high, you'll eat anything that's put in front of you.
Ah,
right?
Okay.
It's like you just whatever fried crap they put in front of you.
Yeah, sure.
But if you're stone cold sober, it's got to be really good.
Right.
For you to sit down and strap on the feedback.
It's, all right, you know what? That's a good point. I wonder, though, if the intellectual property, the Chick-fil-A people would say, that's ours.
Stone Cold Sober?
We have that one. That one belongs to us, all right?
Stone Cold Steve Austin chicken?
If you like waiting in two different lines and have a person staring at you, bring me your food. Give me a hell yeah. Sorry, give me a heck yeah. M&M's. This is actually from our guy, Bad NHL, on Twitter. Let him live. Tweeted us and said, I found these at the Turkey Hill gas station, if you're not familiar.
I like the Turkey Hill.
Yeah. He said, two different things. One, M&M's peanut. However, they have holiday adornments. This is like red and green colored M&M's. But they are toasty holiday peanuts. So
what does that mean?
They've toasted the peanuts over an open fire, I guess. Like the
chestnuts. They're always roasted peanuts.
Well, it says toasty, so I don't know how they're different.
I call BS.
Okay, well, maybe.
BS.
Here's the other one. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. They have now gotten into the Big Cup game, which I'm a fan of the Big Cup game. They have them stuffed with, we've seen, potato chips. They have the one that has the just Reese's Pieces in it, which I thoroughly enjoy. I think they do one with peanuts in it as well. I could be wrong on that. They have them with chocolate goo in them,
all kinds of stuff. Yes.
I think there's one with caramel now. The latest, though, is a Christmas-themed one called the Reese's Sugar Cookie Big Cup.
They put the baby Jesus inside the big cup.
Little pieces of sugar cookie. And they have, obviously, a Christmas cookie with a reindeer on it. That is a sugar cookie, showing you that on the thing. So these are holiday-themed items that they have. That's nice. And also, the people over at Sam's Club want to try to hook you up with a good meal for up to 10 people for under $100 for Thanksgiving. How about this? They say they are trying to make meal planning easier. Of course, Sam's Club. You know, Timmy loves Sam's Club.
What does up to 10 people mean?
Well, I'm getting to that. It's the
Tell me everything you get.
Okay. It means that you will get a whole Member's Mark Hickory Smoked Turkey,
Whole turkey.
Whole turkey.
All right.
24 Member's Mark yeast. Member's Mark is the Walmart brand.
I got
now
it.
We're good.
Yeast
dinner
rolls.
Yeast rolls.
All right.
A tray of mac and cheese.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
All right.
Brussels sprouts. Sweet potato mash. So I'm guessing not whole sweet potatoes, but it sounds good. And a cranberry crunch salad along with a whole pumpkin pie.
That's not bad.
No, for $100, they say that will feed, again, I'm going to conservatively say that feeds 6 to 7, because if everybody is going to eat one plate, maybe that's 10 plates.
If you're doing that, if you're doing that by weight, like I don't know how much all that stuff weighs, okay?
Yeah.
But if you take all that stuff and you put it on a scale and you weigh it, and then you were to go to Five Guys and you take the equivalent, put it on a scale and weigh it, yeah. At Five Guys, it would cost you $9,000.
Yes.
$9,000.
Yeah. I'm trying to get a measurement on this turkey because I need to know how heavy the turkey is, because that obviously tells you a lot. If you're getting like a 4-pound bird, that's nothing. But
you ever
getting...
name your turkey?
Oh, the food. No.
I do.
Mine is
last
actually...
Last year it was Fred.
Fred?
We name
Fred.
Ours every year.
You name
Fred
yours
the
every
turkey?
Year?
Yeah. It's usually after somebody who's done us wrong.
I like
who was
this.
Last year? Common Man Turkey?
No, it was T-Bone.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fish turkey?
The real answer is
that's
Jeff.
What this year is going to be.
Fish turkey?
Fish turkey.
Fish turkey. The real answer is Jeff the Turkey Thidoff. That's right.
Oh, well, he's grandfathered in to the name. I'll tell you, those kids were scared when they come up to the porch last night for Halloween. Mm. Did I tell you about this, Jen?
Yeah. He had a
I wanted
whole
to
thing.
Pump in no. the scariest... audio that I could find, so I just
eating?
Played Tito on the Buckeye show.
Yep.
All
there
the kids
go.
Ran away.
That's right.
I got to keep the candy, though.
That's a win-win.
All right, thanks, Jen.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, T-Bone.
I'm still here.
NFL picks coming up next. Maybe I'll win some money on my parlay. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for an accident that's on both shoulders of eastbound 33 at 270 on the west outer belt. That's causing delay there. And we have a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side from James Road to Hamilton Road. Police are on scene causing some stop and go traffic from 33. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. NFL picks coming up in mere moments. I would like to apologize. Bone pointed this out. I was unaware of it, that Brent Musburger dressed me today.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was wearing blue and white, and
well,
it's probably...
Go ahead.
Well, it's probably not the best thing to do because you're playing Penn State tomorrow.
You have a deep navy blue cardigan on.
You like my cardigan?
You know what? It looks good on you.
Yes, see?
It is very good for you.
I thought so, too.
Yes, and you have a very nice white shirt under it, but it does, I mean, it screams Penn State.
I know it does. I'm sorry.
I am wearing our Yikes sweatshirts that we had made. You can find those t-shirts, too, 971thefan.com.
I didn't get any.
Well, maybe if you help design something, you could get one of those, but you didn't. So that's how that works.
Are they not available yet?
No, they're available. They're on the website.
I've designed plenty of shirts. I didn't get any free shirts. Just thought I'd share that.
Well,
okay, goodbye.
When you drop F-bombs on the air, you forfeit your right to
Did you ask for one? Did you say, hey, I'd like to wear one of these shirts? Did you? Because I emailed and said, can I have one of these? And they said yes, and then they sent me one. So that's what I did, Jen.
I didn't do it.
Did you invent the segment? I did.
Maybe I invented it. They're in
You didn't invent anything.
These are in a particular team's colors. So you can go
to they? They're Browns colors.
Yeah.
What are you yikesing about? You got Jameis. Jameis Myanus.
You know, when we designed this, given the historical context of the franchise, we didn't think that there would be one week where it may not apply because Jameis Winston would go out and win Offensive Player of the Week.
All right.
Guessing it apply again soon.
Maybe it's not just going to be one week, and maybe it's time for NFL picks. Hit it, Teddy.
Common Man and T-Bone present NFL Picks.
Sponsored by Roosters. Roosters, a fun casual joint. And official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
The three of us are playing for our listener. My listener is Common Man's Pizzeria, who is out here at Hollywood Casino Columbus and the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. So I saw him. We embraced each other. And we're ready to go. Teddy, who is your guy? Or Gail?
My guy is Neil.
Neil Sika.
And I am playing for Chris.
Yes.
Why did I go with Chris Henry Jr.? Of all the Chris's.
I don't know. You could have gone with Chris Mullen. Could have gone with Chris T. Brinkley.
Craig T. Nelson. All right, you ready? Here we go. Teddy's Dallas Cowboys at the Falcons. Common Man's Pizzeria is a big Falcons fan, so I'm going to take the birds at home.
I am going with Atlanta as well.
I also have Atlanta.
Dolphins trying to salvage their season on the road at Buffalo. Buffalo, the only team in that division over 500. I will take the Bills at home.
Yeah, it seems like the safe play. Bills should win that game.
Yeah, definitely the Bills.
Must win. Joe Burrow said the playoffs are still, his word, doable. But you need to win this game. Bengals at home against the Raiders. I will take the Bengals.
If you lose to teams like the Raiders, getting to the playoffs is not doable. The Bengals win this game.
Yeah, Bengals and Burrow, they get it done.
Jimmy Harbaugh makes his return back to the state of Ohio. He goes up to the land to face the Browns. Jimmy Harbaugh, of course, being the head coach of the L.A. Chargers. That offense has struggled this year. They have a lot of firepower. Herbert has been a little bit ouchy. But I will take Jameis Myanus, Jameis Winston, and the Browns at home.
You know what? It's called a winning streak. It's happened before. The Browns, two in a row. Let's go.
Yeah, give Jimmy H an L. I'm going with Jameis as well.
I like that.
Speaking of a winning streak, the Patriots won last week. Can they do it again this week? The Patriots visit Tennessee in a game that should be shown to prisoners. I will take the Titans at home.
Yeah, I'm going Tennessee just because it's at home. No other reason.
I took the Titans as well because somebody has to win.
Right.
Denver Broncos on the road at Baltimore. Lamar Jackson was back at practice today after sitting out a couple days. They're saying with some load management issues. Of course, the big loss last week. Do they bounce back? I say yes. Ravens at home.
Yeah, Ravens get this done.
I'm a big believer in Bo Bice and the Broncos, but I am going with the Ravens and Lamar.
Washington Commanders, they had the Hail Mary last week to beat my Bears. They're on the road at the Giants. Here's a stat for you. The Giants at home this season have scored one touchdown.
Is that real?
It's November 1st.
That's a real stat.
That is a real
stat.
That's
a gross stat.
The Giants have scored one touchdown at home. I'm going with the Commanders on the road.
This is the weekend where the Giants score maybe another touchdown, but it doesn't matter because the Commanders win this game. So how about that? I'm not picking the Giants. No.
Yeah, Daniel Jones hasn't thrown a touchdown pass at home in like 5 years, I think. And so I'm going with the Commanders.
Sounds like someone who's maybe bet on that a time or two, Teddy, and lost out. That's what that sounds like.
Saints on the road at Carolina. This is, in case you're wondering, Spencer Rattler against Bryce Young.
Yeah.
I would rather sacrifice one of my children. I only have one.
One?
Just so I don't have to watch this game.
She's going
to
be like, I'm doing the math, Dad.
I'm the only one, Daddy.
I will take Spencer Rattler and the Saints on the road.
I'm going to actually pretend it's New Orleans, but I'm going to take them on the road. New Orleans wins.
I'm taking the Saints because I'm hearing Derek Carr is going to actually start in that game. So there you go.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Well, even better.
Well, you know what? I picked the Saints anyway. I had no idea. This is why you're here, Teddy.
Yeah, Ted. Yes.
Jacksonville on the road at Philadelphia. Samantha asked me, we were watching the Jags last week, or she was watching a Jags highlight.
I see.
And said, I didn't know girls could play football. And I said, no, that's just Trevor Lawrence.
He's got the flow. He's
yes.
got the hair.
So he's I said, beautiful. Trevor Lawrence, she roots for him because he's man-girl. He's on the road at Philadelphia. Doesn't matter. I'll take the Eagles at home.
Eagles at home. Same thing here.
I hate the Eagles, but they will win this game.
Teddy, I know you love them. Don't deny it.
The Bears. My Chicago Bears on the road at Arizona. You would think, can they rebound from the heartbreaking Hail Mary loss to the Commanders last week? Well, the answer is no. I'm taking the Cardinals at home.
Are any of us picking different games? I'm going with the Cardinals, too.
Well, I am going with the Bears. Yeah,
there you go, Teddy. Come on, yeah, Bears. We finally got some variation. There we go.
Battle atop the NFC North. Lions on the road at Green Bay. Lions are just too good right now. I'm going to take the Lions on the road.
Yeah, I got Detroit, too.
Yeah, Detroit as well.
Rams on the road at Seattle. I'll take the Seahawks.
I am going with Matt Stafford to have another big weekend. He's got all his weapons back. Rams on the road.
I've got Seattle.
Sunday night, Vikings at home against Flacco My Cracko and the Colts. I will take the Vikings to get it done.
Flacco My Upset.
Yes.
Yeah, the Indianapolis Colts. Get it done. Go, Colts.
I'm taking the Vikings.
All right. Probably a good idea.
Monday Night Football, Baker and the Bucks on the road at Kansas City. Will they hand the Chiefs their first loss of the season? No, they will not. I will take the Chiefs at home.
I got the Chiefs as well.
Yeah, Chiefs. Yes.
I think there's going to be a lot of points for that Monday night game. I'm going to say 62.
I wrote down 45, so I don't believe that.
I'm hitting that middle spot, 53.
All right. I'm going to go with one. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go with one there, Bob.
Thank you. Common Man's Pizzeria. We've got it
Good
in
luck.
The bag.
Good luck.
And we're here's Ooh. What's in the bag. A $50 Roosters gift card. Good at all Roosters locations. Roosters, a fun casual joint.
Who won last week, Ted?
I wasn't here.
I believe that was you, T-Bone.
Oh,
yes.
That was me. Oh, that was me. Okay.
Well, I wasn't here. It doesn't count. It's not one of them.
What do you mean it doesn't count? It counts.
Nope.
It's in the W column for me.
One.
Doesn't count.
I won.
Nope.
A legend and his gleeky eye is retiring. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a couple-minute slowdown. If you need to travel southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and I-70, and we have a five-minute delay on westbound 670 between 71 and 315. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage has amazing deals on everything you need to refresh your wardrobe and home for fall. Get low prices every day on unique finds at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at macysbackstage.com. Off price, on trend, arriving daily. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And if Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
We are live at Hollywood Casino inside the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Stop on by and see us. It's Tool of the Week Friday at Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Bone and I are here. Teddy is back in the studio with Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Intern Lindsay is there as well.
That's right. Yeah.
How's everything going in there, Teddy? A lot of people working on this Friday?
Yeah, we're doing good back here, Mike.
Thank you, Teddy.
By the way,
what
Ted,
a drop.
Wait, I didn't ask you. Go away, Jake.
Yeah. Timmy Hall is
here. Yeah.
Tim, do you follow, just out of curiosity, and either of you can answer this as well, do any of you follow the Pope on Twitter?
No, I don't
Can't
follow
say that
the Pope.
I do.
No.
I didn't realize he was so active on Twitter, but he is. He has 18 million followers. Let him live.
I went out with a girl in high school named Laura Pope.
Don't think this is the same thing, but okay. I appreciate the info.
All right.
At Pontifex, you can read his thoughts. He tweets this from time to time. He tweets things like this from time to time, and the replies are always my favorite. He tweeted out, "The saints are formed by the Beatitudes, poor, meek, merciful, hungering and thirsting for justice, seeking peace." And then he goes on and says some more stuff about saints. But the Pope, for some reason, uses the hashtag saints, which is the hashtag that the NFL team, the Saints, uses. And so whenever he tweets this, it gets the little Saints logo in it. And then he gets these type of replies that say, not to be that guy, but I'm not sure even your blessings are going to help that team right now. Or, in the case of, this was from Ken Jack, who tweeted, Your Holiness, can I get a hashtag bolt up one time?
Now, in fairness to the Pope, I'm quite sure that he's not the one actually tweeting this out.
Sure.
Right?
I'm aware of that.
Bishop is getting the crap beaten out of him right now.
Well, that's what I don't know. It's like, is this being done for the engagement? Because, Mike, the engagement matters even to, I mean, the holiest
people. The
Pope
needs to piggyback off the New Orleans Saints?
The Pope needs to get the word out there. That's part of what he's commissioned to do,
something?
Right?
People have heard the word. They've heard it by now. You either like it or you don't like it.
But you know what? They keep making these things called people. There's new people every day. And all, you know,
we
gotta
also,
keep getting that word out there.
In Catholic school, we would snicker every time the word Beatitudes was said because you spelled it T-I-T in the middle. And so Sister Luke would yell at us.
It's not godly.
Yeah.
I know it's not, sister, but we all have them.
T-I-T. Yeah. We were told the Beatitudes were, and again, I don't even know where the word comes from, but I literally as a kid was told those are the attitudes you want to be. That's why they're called the Beatitudes. Like, you got to have this attitude. That's the way you got to act. I don't even know what the actual origin of that word is.
I don't know.
Yeah, who cares?
Hey, what did I tease? Oh, we have a retirement in sports. Bob Costas and his infected pussy eye. Again, pussy, a word you will never find in a spelling bee.
That is not in the AP style guide.
No, Bob Costas says he is retiring from baseball play-by-play. He is not retiring from being a breathy windbag on your TV. He'll still be there, but
that is right.
He is no longer going to be doing play-by-play.
Well, I wasn't really aware he was doing much of that these days anyway.
He was doing it on MLB Network.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fine. I won't miss hearing him doing... I know, like, I missed the boat on Bob Costas, the baseball guy. All I remember of Bob Costas for most of his career is people talking about how he could be the commissioner of baseball, or he should be the commissioner of baseball. But when he was really banging, I guess, as a baseball announcer, that wasn't a time where I was, like,
first of all,
intimately hearing him on broadcast.
Let me talk about Bob for a second.
Okay.
Rimmer will talk about Bob because he's a friend of Bob Costas's.
Yes.
I was never a Bob Costas fan. But clearly other people were, because you're not in this business for 45 years, whatever he is, by, you know, not having any fans.
Right.
But I never thought he was very good at play-by-play. I thought that he was serviceable as like a host, like sitting on the desk for the NBA Finals.
All right.
You know, doing the pregame stuff and then tossing it down to Marv Albert. The problem that I always had with Bob is that Bob turned his nose up at sports radio in the 90s, and I'm sure still continues to. But what he would have to do is he would have to deliver, like, his Jerry Springer final thought commentary.
Oh, yes.
Like, he'd have to look at the camera, and he would say a little thing that he wrote. It was minutes long about whatever he felt about this or what's right about this. And I'm thinking to myself at the time, as a kid watching this, well, he's doing a crappier version of sports radio.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing. You can't just do the studio show. We can't have that. You have to know exactly how Bob Costas feels about that particular subject. He would turn his nose up at guys like you and me on the radio who do that, but he would want to do the same thing.
Well, and I've never, for that reason and others, I've never been a huge fan of his. Another reason that he annoys me is he also has not, like, I never want to be the person who doesn't at least learn or understand where the world is currently, where the technology is, where stuff is. I'm not saying I'm going to be the active user on everything, but for a long time, I don't know if he ever changed his ways on this, whenever blogs came to be, like, you know, weblogs, where that started from, the idea was someone could go and write something who wasn't a trained journalist. Yes, there's been lots of problems with that, but also a lot of great sports coverage has come out of that. A lot of guys' careers, guys and gals' careers have been started. A lot of people who didn't have access to the, you know, the ivory halls that maybe a Bob Costas finds himself in, they could still have a voice and get a chance to put some stuff out there. I remember him very distinctly saying the reason he didn't think blogs were valid was because he was looking at a blog once, and underneath the guy's article, someone wrote something, a commenter had posted,
a reader comment,
and said, like, Bob Costas sucks or whatever. And he's like, well, look at your website. You've got on here that I suck.
Yes,
and the guy he was talking to was the guy who wrote the article. He's like, I didn't write that. He's like, what's on your website? And he's like, yes, these are commenters. They're allowed to comment on it. That's not me. And he goes, I don't see the difference. It's on your site. If it was in the New York Times under someone's name, they would say that's his opinion. And he's like, it was just such a, like, in stick in the mud, couldn't understand, wouldn't understand what was going on opinion. But I thought, if that's how you are about this, you're probably that way about a lot of other things, too.
They have comments under the news stories, too.
No kidding. Yes, I know. And this is, to be fair to him, this was back before all of that had really happened. I would hope by now he's learned that, but who knows.
Buckeyes getting ready for Penn State tomorrow. Our coverage starts at 6:30. I picked Buckeyes to win 24-21. Did you give your score prediction yet?
No, but I'm going to go a little bit higher than you. I'm going to say it is more in the realm of 31-28. I'm going to say it's a Buckeyes win. It's close, but they get the job done.
Let's not confuse ourselves, kids. This is a must-win situation. I don't want to hear about we had a 12-team playoff and the rules are changed. You've lost your buffer. When you go to Oregon and you lose, that's a conference game. You can't afford to lose another conference game, whether it's here, whether it's against a surprising Indiana team, whether it's against Michigan again. You need to go to Indianapolis with one loss, because I think that's the only way you're getting there. I don't think you're getting there with two losses.
No.
You can't have a loss here. Can't have it.
Well, and it's obviously this is going to be a huge challenge when you play Indiana in a few weeks. That's going to be another huge challenge. The Michigan game looms large. All of these are all going to be big games for a variety of reasons, but to me, this is your actual toughest on paper and intangibles test, don't you think?
Yes.
Where you're going on the road, hostile environment, team that is very, very good, although we know quarterback situation's a little iffy with Drew Allersney.
The number next to them is very good.
Yeah, but my point is, if you look at the guys on the rosters, Indiana has a ton of great players. They have played really well this year.
Yeah,
Penn State has better players. Michigan, Penn State has better players this year than Michigan does. And it's on the road. And Penn State is finally looking at, if we win this game, we may, James Franklin knows, this could be the thing that finally erases some of that doubt about him. It's all that stuff that makes this one, to me, the toughest. I'm not saying I want this more than the Michigan game or anything else. This is the most impactful game to your season. If you lose this one, it does then become about basically you're hoping for a lot of other things to happen, and you still have to win out, which isn't a given.
Yes, and it is impactful because you lost once. There's no margin for error. Let me ask you this question. Undefeated teams in the conference. Penn State still undefeated. Oregon still undefeated. Indiana still undefeated. By the time this weekend's over, how many undefeated teams will exist in the Big Ten? Indiana is playing a could-be-tricky road game at Michigan State, and Oregon is at the big house for Michigan.
I'm going to say there will be two left. I'm going to say.
So you
Indiana,
think they both? They
I'm going to say
win.
Oregon and Indiana get it done,
and Penn
I'm
State's
hoping Ohio State.
Left.
I'm hoping Ohio State knocks one of them out. So, but yeah, I understand your point there. It could be all three of them by the end of this, and that would be pure chaos.
Yes,
but chaos that we would enjoy if Penn State's one of those teams losing. That would be very good for the Buckeyes if all three of the other ones have a loss next to their name.
Good news, Bone. You can now eat Ohio Stadium. I'll tell you how coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the two right lanes. If you're traveling on northbound 270 on the north outer belt at 161, it will be stop and go from the Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. And you're going to hit another 5-minute delay if you're traveling on southbound 315 between 3rd Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you want to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Football Friday live at the Hollywood Casino. Inside is the casino. Is the ESPN Bet Sportsbook is what I'm trying to say. Where we're here. And our cast of... Hey, take two. 3, 2, 1.
That's just
no one heard it. I just, you know, for you and Teddy me, dumped buddy. It out. But
it's just for you and me.
Whatever.
It's good.
Teddy, how's...
What's his name?
How's Lindsay doing back there?
Can you say that name one more time? Just real slow.
Teddy.
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 I didn't know. Ted, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing just fine, yeah.
Okay, did you dump that one? Because I don't know what
Teddy.
He was.
I can't
Teddy.
Know because I already dumped the other thing, so oh, it's got to ramp back
oh,
up.
Oh,
so be careful.
Oh, could be anything here.
You know, if you're looking for a big prime side of beef, mm-hmm. Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse could be your spot.
Okay.
Right over by the arena, 89 East Nationwide Boulevard. They unveiled their new The Stadium Cake.
Oh.
Modeled after Ohio Stadium for the 10-year reunion of the 2014 College Football National Championship team. The confection features Ohio Stadium in its entirety, including small dots of icing meant to be the OSU marching band writing out Script Ohio.
Beautiful.
It has peanut butter mousse, chocolate cake, dark chocolate crunchies, Oreo crumble, scarlet coolies, what is that? Milk chocolate ganache, and Woody's peanut butter caramel, according to the Jeff Ruby's menu. There's also a little Woody Hayes that punches you in the face.
That's right.
The stadium has made its way onto the restaurant's Ruby Reserve tableside dessert menu for the low, low price of $75.
Okay.
That's not bad for $75.
No, you know what? For all that sounds actually pretty good. This is so. This is their concoction that they do. They make this themselves.
You know, they've made other theme cakes in the past, like for MLS All Star Week when that was here.
Mm-hmm.
They made cakes shaped like cleats and balls.
Oh yeah, because the
you walk in, you scream, "Give me a cake of balls!"
Right, and then they instantly whatever they sold that weekend, they gave to Lionel Messi just to say thank you.
They
for
have,
being
they
in
have
our
to.
They have to. You're right. You know what? This actually is a very...
Are you looking at the picture of it?
Yeah, this is... it's all... I didn't know what to expect. It is all, like... It's very tastefully done. It doesn't look like something you would see sometimes where, like... Like, if you saw homemade stuff where people are like, we made a cake and it's got a million colors on it. This is all one very nice sculpted cake that is all the same color. It's like a... It looks like the gray they would have used for the concrete to make the stadium, honestly. I wonder, did they say, they said it's chocolate inside mostly?
I read all the ingredients, Bone.
I wasn't paying attention.
You weren't even listening.
No, I'm sorry.
There's chocolate,
Oreo
there's
crumble,
peanut butter, there's crumbles,
what
there's,
is
there's coolies. I also asked what a coolie was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's Dave Coulier? Do you know anything about him?
He's dead.
No, he's alive.
I would like to thank the individual who brought us some salted nut rolls today.
That's right.
I ate still one here. Sensually in front of Jen. Did you take a video of it and post it to the Grams?
I have not yet posted it because I...
You're working? You're doing this job?
Yeah.
No, she's okay. Not.
Okay.
Yes, this is the job. You're getting us on the air.
God bless.
God bless. God
bless. Get out of here.
All right, I got to go try this cake. That's what I know. I want to go get some.
No, they don't let your kind in there.
What do you mean they don't let my
no,
kind
you're
in there?
A hillbilly. They don't let you. You got to be classy.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Ruby's. Famously based in Southern Ohio, doesn't like hillbillies coming in.
No, they got it. They got classy people down in Cincinnati.
They got people with money coming in. I agree with that. Money doesn't equal class, my guy.
No, I'm aware of that. Trust me, I'm aware of it.
Yeah, let's go.
Jerry Glanville is still coaching. Did you know this?
I didn't know Jerry Glanville was still alive.
He is still alive.
That is a bunch of news all hitting me at once.
He's in his 80s. He's still coaching. I saw he did an interview about.
Should we say who he is for like most of our
that's
audience
right.
who may
I forgot.
Not know?
Jerry Glanville was the coach a long time ago of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, back
among
when,
other teams, but
that he was there probably when Dion was there in his early years, right?
He's the reason why they changed the uniforms to black.
Yes,
they used to be red and like a silvery tint.
Yeah, and white, obviously.
But Jerry Glanville loved Johnny Cash and mm-hmm. would dress in black all the time, and so they decided to change the uniforms to black. Jerry Glanville also famously will leave two tickets at the will call window for any game he's ever coached for Elvis.
I love it. Which is probably more difficult now that he's coaching because it's a digital ticket. So it's like, well, Elvis is going to need a cell phone. And if that happens,
well, I'm just saying,
Verizon's going to let some people
up,
know.
He can go there, but he has to go to D2 Northwestern Oklahoma State, where he is the defensive coordinator.
Oh, not even the head coach.
No. He's 83 years old. He's the DC at Northwestern Oklahoma State. He was asked in this interview why he's still coaching. He says, well, I tell everyone, preachers preach and coaches coach. You never really quit coaching. If you can help one player be better than he was yesterday, then you jump out of bed and you run to work. If you can help one guy just improve a little bit, that beats all the money you could ever make. When you crawl into the box and they put dead men in the box, you only get to take a couple things with you. It's not money. It's your integrity and who you've helped.
Well, you know
I'm
what?
I'm out then.
Yeah, but I think that's. I think I can understand where he's coming from on that. That he is saying, I'd rather take something with me. There's nothing you can't take the money with you, right? So having the memories and knowing that you're helping people, that's a very nice gesture. I would guess that he's not doing this because the paycheck is lucrative. I would think that Division II defensive coordinator doesn't pay you a hell of a lot. He shouldn't need it. He's obviously coached in the NFL. He's done lots of things with his life, but. Yeah, I think that's in some ways, I admire that. In other ways, I say, man, wouldn't you want a hobby, though?
No, this is his hobby.
I know, but I'm saying, like, wouldn't you just want something where you say, I helped out a lot of people. I would presume people who help out with charities, if you just want to go all the way to that. Like, there's got to be people who they do help with charities. They work there for 50 years helping out United Way or something. And then at the end of that, they go, all right, now I am going to retire. Because at some point, you just can't keep working. I don't think that makes you a bad person.
Well, he's still working. He was around college football, then worked himself into a coordinator job in the NFL. Then he became the head coach of the Oilers and the Falcons. He was the head coach at Portland State in 2007. He took nearly a decade off before resurfacing in in Canada as the Hamilton Tiger Cats defensive coordinator.
All right.
He also had stops in the XFL and Spring League. And now, of course, he's the defensive coordinator for D2 Northwestern Oklahoma State. Like his hero, Johnny Cash, he has been everywhere, man.
I guess so. I just, you know, like I said, I would like to at some point say that we did some good here when we were on this show.
We did not.
No, I'm sure we didn't. But I'm saying, I would like to believe that, but I would also like to believe at some point I'm not going to be 83 still trying to be like, yeah, me likey, my guy.
Well, like, I don't know about that. Maybe we'll mature, but
it's not,
may I remind you, Tool of the Week is coming up next. Tool of the Week coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are moving slow and causing a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Hamilton Road. And we also have another slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the two right lanes on northbound 270 on the north outer belt at 161. It will be stop and go from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage has amazing deals on everything you need to refresh your wardrobe and home for fall. Get low prices every day on unique finds at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at Macy'sBackstage.com. Off price, on trend, arriving daily. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
Hey, the best tool, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. We are out and about Hollywood Casino Columbus inside the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Thank you to everybody who stopped by. We're going to do one more of these in December. Mm-hmm. So if you missed it today, we'll be back next month with our friend Santa.
Is that right?
Yes.
Santa's coming?
Santa's coming.
I mean, I could just dress up as him. I'm probably halfway there with all the white hair.
That's right. And you also love to have the children get on your lap and talk to you.
No, not really. I've got three of my own. It's all the kids I need. It's too many other ones out there. Michael says, my tool of the week is my GF girlfriend, Jada. We are out here at Hollywood Casino, and I'm trying to listen to the show, and she won't stop flapping her gums about Katy Perry, what fruity drink she has, and how she can't see either Common Man or T-Bone.
Oh.
He says, hashtag am I expensive, hashtag out in the wild. Michael, are you here? Where's Michael? We see Michael? I don't know.
He
can't hear us because she's already,
yeah.
Well, Michael, I'm sorry.
But sorry, Michael.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Man's droopy sack, says my guys.
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Ted's in charge of the sound.
Let Phyllis finish.
I'm sorry.
All right? She's dead. Respect the dead.
Yeah. He said, my tool of the week are the stores that stop selling pumpkin beer before Halloween. You should be legally required to sell it for the entire month of October. I go one further
October?
Than that.
What about November? November's fall.
November is pumpkin season because we, last I checked, have Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving's all about pumpkins and gourds. And
yes, it's the last opportunity to have pumpkin pie and gourds and all that stuff. You're not getting pumpkin pie for Christmas and New Year and all that, are you?
I do like pumpkin pie for Christmas.
Well, that's because you're weird. No,
I love
that's we moved on from that point. We've got all.
You like pumpkin, Jen? You like the pumpkin stuff?
I love pumpkin pie, but I can't deal with the pumpkin beer. That's just, it's like drinking potpourri.
What?
This is a bunch of spices. It's gross.
But it's sweet.
What's the deal with cinnamon?
Why do you want to have a sweet beer?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's just move on.
No. I think we need to stay here. Mike's yawning. He's tired.
You guys need to leave.
Unknown stuntman says, my guys.
Who steals a cheese grater?
Right. My tool of the week is Common Man for thinking he is Bo Bishop Gala worthy. Uncle Bo doesn't need you hanging around and swilling his liquor and eating all the crab cakes and scallops. Stick to your Coors Light and Doritos.
First of all, don't talk crap about my Coors Light and Doritos.
No, don't talk crap.
But when I'm wearing a cardigan right now. When I want to class it up, I can class it up.
You could put an ascot in that if you want to.
I'm just saying, I dress down, I dress up. How do you know that I'm not going to go home tonight and wear a decorative scarf? You don't know that.
You don't know.
I may do that, a little naked prancing with a decorative scarf.
Is that classy?
And I'm going to FaceTime Bo Bishop, who's also doing the same thing with a beret.
That's right. He loves.
Because we're both half in the bag by 7:30.
He loves a beret. And you know what he also loves? Dressing like a gondola captain. Remember
yes,
that?
He does like that.
I remember him walking in one day with khaki pants rolled up and the striped shirt, and it was our favorite outfit of all time.
He was rowing a boat and singing an Italian hymn.
That's right. Justin says, my derpy dudes.
Shoo, shoo!
Unfortunately, you guys are my tools of the week. Trying to get hyped for Buckeyes to beat Penn State, and all I hear is rawr, 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 over and over on Wild Card Wednesday's podcast. Now I have to hear that in 24 hours, and my ears will bleed. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that either. But
this week, we probably should have laid off of that for Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't think about it.
I didn't think about it. I'm sorry.
But you're maybe that's the kiss of death for them.
Yeah, we've taken it and made it our own thing.
Maybe the reason why they can't beat us is because we've been doing Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah. We've stolen their essence.
You know what?
Did you think about that?
They're going to get a first down, and they're going to play that stupid thing, and we're all going to be like, my guys!
We're happy now.
Would you rather meet up with, I don't know, Cindy Crawford's middle half or Jeff Denoff's top half? I'll swing up and listen. You'll forget they even got a first down after that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. This is Bacon House who says, my guys.
You stole my soap. Who steals soap?
What is this, amateur hour, Ted?
We got
the same guy twice?
Come on,
back to back? What's the matter?
Come on, I got to move it around. My tools of the week are the two Yankees fans who interfered with Betts and the rest of the fan base who were celebrating them. I hope they enjoyed watching their team melt down and lose the World Series. Duh, Yankees lose, is what he said on the end of that. Good job.
Sad for John Sterling.
I'm not.
He came back just to the playoffs, and now he's got to go back to the nursing
home. Then he had an awful call. Remember that?
My diaper's full.
He's like, it is high, it is far, it is out to left field. Okay, I got full. Oh, boy. Nut Guy Butt says, my guys.
The Jardinaire is what makes it.
Now that's a different guy. My tool of the week is whoever didn't pick Bake to replace Chops on Bishop and Friends. I'm pretty sure he would mop the floors in that place if you let him. Give the man his money. Let me live. GTH. Hashtag Bake to BFS.
Is that from Ryan Baker?
Maybe Nut Guy Butt is Ryan Baker? I don't know.
Maybe. And who's to say we haven't picked Ryan Baker
picked anything.
To replace Chops?
Our guy
we
Chops.
Haven't made any decisions.
If you've missed this, our guy Chops, he posted something lengthy on social media. He is off of Bishop and Friends. His choice. He has moved on. We wish him well. But, yeah, you can go find him there online, and he was all kinds of stuff there.
His choice. Yeah. Meet with a gun to his head.
Is that why was
no,
that?
No. I love Chops.
We love Chops. My He's
guy.
Great. My guy. Chip, yep, says my goblins and ghouls.
And that was a disgraceful performance, in my opinion.
Yeah. My tool of the week is Mr. Mark Riccardi. He calls himself a Harry Potter fan, but doesn't know what Bertie Bott's every flavor beans are. At least he's a funny idiot. Hashtag Volley Bucks swept Iowa last night.
Can I tell you?
Hashtag GTH.
First of all, screw you. Second of all, I was actually thinking when you were talking about that they had something similar in Harry Potter. I didn't know that that was the thing.
That is what it was.
All right. I was thinking about it.
I mean, I don't do anything with Harry Potter because I don't believe in reading the occult like you do.
I don't read. I just watch the movies. I watch the movies of the occult.
I don't let it hit me like that. I don't want to get that in me. I don't want any of that spirit on me, Mike. Mm-hmm. That's what I say.
I like the magical children.
Uh-huh. Epitome of Stupidity podcast. Hey, he's here. My guy.
He is here.
He says, my guys. My tool. Yeah, thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Namath.
My tool of the week is officially Common Man for not reading the Mike Tyson quote in the Mike Tyson voice.
Come on, man. I did that on purpose because I felt like I don't do a good enough voice, and I think you guys are sick of me doing voices.
No.
I'm going to stop voice. I heard yesterday.
No.
Because I said to my daughter.
He's flipping you off right now.
I heard you doing the queen.
I'm telling you. Look at that. Epitome of stupidity.
You need to stop doing the queen.
It's flipping you off.
It's not funny anymore.
Downtown Dad is a black eye? What happened? Did you get punched in the face? You all right? Oh, he foul tipped? Okay.
Right to the face.
He's look at him. He's got a giant. His eyes all messed up.
You can't look at him. It's the radio.
No, I'm talking to you because you're here. We talk to each other. I don't know how you know this works.
You're right.
I'm doing radio together with you for too long.
Give me some of those jelly beans that taste like earwax.
Yes. And finally, Black Sasquatch says, tool of the week was the old confused guy at early voting today. He was screaming, this is BS. Looks like he put his ballot in the machine without filling it out, and it cast his vote as blank. They couldn't get it back because of voter fraud laws. Hashtag old and confused. Well, that's not, I mean, I feel bad for that
guy. His candidate of choice loses by one vote.
Well,
he'll have no one to blame but himself.
You'll know.
I pick a winner.
You know what? I feel bad for Michael, who came here and apparently couldn't hear the show because he and his girlfriend were talking about other things. So, Michael, you win the prize.
Good job, Michael. You get a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs. Back page coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side from James Road to 270. And you're looking at a 10-minute slowdown if you need to travel on northbound 71 on the north side near Polaris Parkway. And you should watch out for an accident that's blocking the left lane and causing delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. This report is sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil anxiety and breathe in automotive peace. Visit them today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, back in the studio, Timmy Hall.
Oh, yes. Just back here all alone, ready to do my show. I hope you guys had fun out there with all the people.
I would like to point something out to all the listeners out there. It's been a very eventful week because Timmy is in the process of moving his desk. So now Timmy will sit directly next to T-Bone.
Oh, is that happening?
That's happening.
I didn't realize
that.
He
was packing up and moving today.
Oh, that's why you were doing all the cleaning of your desk. I had no idea. I thought he got fired.
He's packed. We were hoping he was getting fired. So he packed up, and he's in the process of moving. So between you and Timmy sitting directly across from me, I will officially never get any work done.
I don't know. I think we're going to fill your brain with a whole lot more that's going to help you on this show. That's what I think.
Yeah, sure.
Like, by the way, came in today. It was the second straight day I wore a nice track jacket. And I don't really remember if you gave me a compliment on my new track jacket today, which you can see if you're watching on YouTube.
Who didn't give you a compliment, Timmy?
Man, Bone, you did.
Oh, okay.
You told me how nice it was.
One of us on this show, absolutely.
Was it a new track jacket?
I gave him a high compliment, and I got just brushed over for like, well, man,
I didn't see it. What is
I
it?
Did.
What
I'm,
is
so,
it,
I'm sorry, Bone. I didn't mean to make you feel like that. We discussed the jacket.
Yeah.
We were talking about jerseys today, too. No, it was a brand new jacket, never been worn. I think it's lovely. It's an Ohio State homage track jacket. It's phenomenal.
Oh, I did notice it. I thought you already had it, though.
Yeah, like you noticed my haircuts. Yeah.
Oh, did you miss a haircut?
Stop it now.
Yes. Timmy, did you see anyone buy him?
I did miss his last haircut.
Look at that. Wow.
I did miss his last haircut.
You know,
Timmy missed mine.
I did. His are so, they're so subtle, though, aren't they, Bone? You can never tell. Yeah. He doesn't do anything drastic.
That's what he wants.
That's what I want. That's why I go in every 2.5 weeks.
For those who don't understand what any of this is about.
You don't have to understand.
No, you do. In our office, we have psychopaths who like will hold it over your head if you don't notice that they got a haircut. Because that's where we live.
No, here's what
I shave my head every week and no one says a bleeping thing. I almost swore. I'm just saying, I'm not in the haircut game apparently. Fish never gets noticed for his bald head.
Do you want us to notice your shaved head?
No, never.
We talk about your shaved head, but it's in different context.
Yes, it's in the Costanza with the butter and the oil and all that. Is that what you want?
Kind of like
that's
that.
That's not what we were talking about. I was talking about the white sheep meetings that you go to.
I can't help it that I'm bald, you know? I didn't ask for this.
No, Timmy and I notice the everyday minutia of society and each other.
All of it.
And this is what gets us through the day, is pointing these things out to each other.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's healthy. It's good for us.
Some of us notice things. We just don't say it. Because
I know.
Have respect for
common decency. That's right. You always keep your mouth shut.
I do. I like to really just come into work and focus, get my job done.
Timmy, what's coming up on your gangbuster half-hour show?
Yeah, tonight,
except
of course.
Squirty farts.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. We've got a wonderful, wonderful show coming up before we get to some Jackets hockey coverage. We got the biggest game of the season coming up tomorrow. So all of my final thoughts on the Buckeyes at Penn State, what's going to happen. We hit you with the final walkthrough coming up at 6:05.
I know you're going to do like score and stuff like that, but just give me your player of the game. No explanation necessary. Just give me a name.
Jeremiah Smith. That's the guy.
I'm going to say somebody's going to have impact on the game. Is that what you said?
Forget. You know, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't know. Who cares? Buckeyes win. Go Bucks.
This is why we don't let Timmy touch things. He's not allowed.
Look at the timer next time, Timmy.
Timmy.
I did.
Okay. Timmy, have a good weekend.
You too, guys. We'll see you Monday.
All right, drop dead. Back page. Hit it.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Boom. Oh, well, man, Bengals rookie and Wookiee wide receiver. There you go. Jermaine Burton was complaining about the fact that he has not been in any NFL games. I shouldn't say he was complaining. He made an interesting comment when he was asked about, it's his first year, he hasn't played a ton, and he was asked if there were any regrets he had over the first few months of his NFL, of his first NFL season.
Thank you, Teddy.
He said, quote, "I can't put myself in the game. I'm a Wookiee. Personally, I feel like I could have been making plays." Some of that is what he actually said. Burton was alleged to have slept through some preseason meetings, though he vehemently denies this. He also had some disciplinary issues at Alabama, probably why he fell to the third round of the NFL draft. He only has two catches on the year, been stuck behind. A couple guys are pretty good, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. However, T. Higgins hasn't practiced much this week.
No, he's out this week. Doubtful this week.
Doubtful. So there's a chance this guy could get in, and maybe he can prove everybody wrong. All the guys who kept him off the field. Maybe that could be a thing. And speaking of wide receivers, former Buckeye Chris Olave with the Saints, he's considering wearing the Guardian cap in this weekend's game against the Panthers. He sustained a concussion in week 6. This is the padding that you've seen. NFL players have been wearing it. Roger Goodell said the use of these caps has reduced concussions by 52%. Most players are required to wear them in practice and have the option of wearing them in the game if they choose. Plenty of players are wearing them in the games now. We'll see if Chris Olave becomes one of those. And the match, Mike. You know the match play little golf thing
that you
watch on TV?
I don't watch it, but I'm aware of it.
Well, this year, it's not the 10th year of it, but it's the 10th installment of this series. It is slated for November 21st and 22nd. This one will feature Wayne Gretzky, Michael Phelps, and Charles Barkley, among others, as competitors team up 2-on-2 in scramble match play at Breakers West Country Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. So, of course, he's the father-in-law of Dustin Johnson, so little golf background for Wayne Gretzky, I guess. So let him live. He'll be on TV doing that.
Fish, what's my letter grade today? What's my letter grade? B plus. I ask Fish to grade the show every single day. He's kind enough to lie. He said today's show was a B plus.
Wow, that is a lie. But thank you, Fish, for lying positively.
I rated an E.
For everyone? Like
sure.
The video games?
E for everyone.
That's right.
All right, have a good weekend. Our coverage, Buckeye coverage, starts live tomorrow morning at 6:30. Kick is at noon, and hopefully we're back on Monday talking about a victory, because if we're not, hide your kids, hide your wife.
Fish, may not have any commercials on Monday. I'm just warning you right now.
We may skip some breaks, Fish. Have a good weekend. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A delay on southbound 71 on the north side between 161 and North Broadway. And you're looking at a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between 270 Southeast and Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by eBay. We all got a thing. Yes, even you. If you love fashion, car parts, trading cards, whatever you're into, it's on eBay. So go find the thing that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan. The Fan Sports Center.
Good evening, Buddy Wells. We will start with college football here. We're about 18 hours away from one of the biggest games of this regular season as number 4 Ohio State meets number 3 Penn State in Happy Valley. Kickoff is at noon tomorrow at Beaver Stadium. Our pregame coverage will get started nice and early at 6:30 tomorrow morning right here on The Fan. Hockey tonight, the Jackets play the first of a back-to-back. The CBJ are at home tonight against Winnipeg. Face-off is at 7 o'clock. Our pregame coverage will get started at the bottom of the hour at 6:30 here on The Fan. And then tomorrow, the Jackets will face the Capitals in D.C. That game will get underway at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. NFL this weekend, the Browns and Bengals are both at home. The Bengals host the Raiders in Cincinnati. Meanwhile, the Browns will host the Chargers in Cleveland. Both of those games will kick off at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. This update is sponsored by Whiskey War by High Bank Distillery. Drink local, drink High Bank.
breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
yeah. Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I'm sure he does,
lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior. That
doesn't
mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that? A kernel of corn? Nope. Not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
in
not
as a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not in
it is fitting.
An asylum.
It is
of some
fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I
now
get the my
just,
guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.